We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima, and the Ramban has decided to go off on a tangent discussing spirits and the different angels that and the forces that one can access in heaven. And he says, I don't know if I'm doing a good thing or a bad thing by expanding on these things, but Rabbeinu Hai already expanded on this in one of his responsa. So, okay. I guess that's like his excuse. If he can do it, I can do it. Or if he already did it, then it's not so terrible if I do it. And Rabbeinu Hai said the following. So we're starting again. The Ramban says, we're up to page Mem Gimel in the Chazon Yoel edition. And I'll explain this, and I don't know if I'm doing a good thing by explaining this. I guess there are some secrets here that he's not sure he should be revealing. Rav Haigon already explained it in his response. And he said that when it comes to the spiritual concepts, what we might call angels, Mehem shochnim b'shamayim. So these spiritual beings, some of them are in heaven. Kmo shehudu gam ha-philosophim. The philosophers have admitted to this too. Vehem ha-nikrim malachim. And you have one type of spiritual being that we call malach, what we translate as angel. Umehem shochnei ha-avir b'galgal ha-yisodot. And then you have a spiritual being that is within our world. He doesn't exist in the heavens. He's within our world. Vehem anikraim sarim, and they are called what you might say. I don't know if the proper translation of the word sar would be noble, an officer, or what the British call a lord. I'm a minister. Okay. Umehem ashochnim ba'aretz, and then you have spiritual beings that are mamash down here, meaning the sarim are within our solar system, so to speak. They're within our airspace. But then you have things that are living down here on earth with us, these spiritual beings, vehem nikraim shadim. That's what we call a shade, what might be translated as a demon. Ve'elu mitlabshim beguf aviri, and they dress themselves in a body of air, so to speak. And so it can be caught just as you catch air in some kind of flask. And then ministers of the zodiac of the sheep, they can tell you the future through the birds by listening to how they flap their wings. But they can't tell you anything that's in the distant future. They could tell you things that are in the immediate future. From listening to a bird flap its wings, they could tell you if an earthquake's coming, if a tornado's coming. There are certain things they can figure out from that. What? Could be, I don't know. V'chevetz b'chol ha'anashim u'b'chol u'man l'dat ha'atid l'avo alem. Everyone and every nation wants to know what the future holds for them. And God chose to his lot the descendants, the seed of Avram, his beloved, and he gave them true prophecy. They don't need to access these other forces, which are never too certain. You never know exactly what you're getting. And they're never too accurate. As our sages taught, they can only tell you part of what's coming, and not all of what's coming. And you could see there are clear verses that indicate this to anyone who bothers taking note, and we'll pick up here Bezlachim next week.